Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't know either. Where Cam at?
I guess Cam and Eddie coming. But, no, I'm not an IB. It's just all my class on the 900 all this semester for some weird-ass reason.
Oh, that's what Bryce said. You was IB.
Nah. Oh, you know. Oh, yeah, you do know Bryce.
Yeah, we got class.
You said what?
We got class, bro. When we talk about music, wait, bro,
Y'all got first block?
Yeah, we got me, Cam, Eddie, Bryce, David, Ryan. We all got first block together.
Oh, we missed the Celine class. I bet y'all be clowning that nigga.
Bro. Bro, Eddie, tell this man how we be clowning that man, Celine.
Bro, for real.
But this man Bryce said he looked like Perry the Platypus.
I remember he told me that shit. The nigga had a fedora one day, bro.
Bro, you remember that practice fire drill we had a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
This man pulled out that fedora. This man was like, this man Bryce was on the side like, this man started fucking playing that shit. That shit had us dying.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. This actually do sound like a full blown ass podcast, bro.
It do, bro. That's what we said.
This shit fire,
bro. This man, bro. The week before we went on break, this man Celine was like, "Don't make me put y'all on the blast." I'm like,
"What the blast?
The fuck? The fuck?" You remember that, Eddie? You remember that shit?
Yeah,
that shit had me dying.
Motherfucking Cogito Ergo Sum.
Oh my god.
I had him last semester. I had him junior year. And, like, when I tell you everybody in your class was for a clown, that nigga, that shit was so
Eddie.
Funny.
Yo!
What's good, my nigga?
We all in this shit, bro.
Bro, we just missing Bryce. That nigga probably asleep.
All right. That nigga probably fucking.
Probably.
Psych.
Nah, hold up.
Psych, all right. Nigga.
Y'all niggas be quiet. Let me do the intro.
All right,
what's good, y'all? Y'all tuned in to Music Cast with Besk. Now, I would like to tell y'all, we gonna talk about music, you know, all the time, every time we have a Music Cast. But something we would like to add is, like, you know, we just gonna have general conversations and, like, asking each other questions, how we feel about certain things in our life, or, like, just total, yeah, like, what's going on and shit like that. So, I appreciate if y'all listening to this. We just making this because we like to have fun and like to have good conversations. All of us some fun dudes. So, everybody, y'all can say y'all names one at a time. So, I mean, Eddie can go first. Eddie, introduce yourself.
Hey, you already know what's going on. I'm Eddie. Gucci Ed, you already know what's popping.
You dig? All right, my boy Eli can go.
Yeah, you know, man, it's Sniper Gang, AFED, a.k.a.
Sniper,
Young
Sniper,
Eli,
Sniper K.
a.k.a. the Finesse Kid.
Call that little brother, you dig what I'm saying? My boy, yeah. Surge.
You know who I am. You call me Sonny, you call me Surge. It don't matter. You call me the biggest.
What just happened,
man? What just happened?
He was about to spill some real shit.
For real, man. I was like, damn.
I just texted them to join again. All right, we not gonna start the whole podcast until our boy come back. All right, so and me, y'all already know how we rocking, man. It's Cam. I mean, my Instagram name. Everybody be saying Cameth. I don't know why y'all niggas be saying Cameth. I guess it's spelled like that, but it's actually Cam TH. But we gonna say Cameth. Oh, my boy Surge back.
My boy Surge back.
Oh yeah.
Let me continue what I'm saying. You call me Surge. You call me Sonny. It don't matter.
Bro, that was weak.
My phone didn't die. My fucking sister Wi-Fi sucks ass.
Hey, I got that unlimited Verizon LTE.
Right,
me too.
Using that T-Mobile One.
I got that Sprint LTE unlimited. You know what I mean? Nigga, I got the hotspot on.
You meant that walk. You got that walk LTE, nigga.
Nah, nigga. Slow down. Can y'all watch Netflix in school?
Yes.
Yes.
Without having it downloaded?
Right. Yes.
With AT,
I have unlimited data on Verizon. Verizon is the best network in the country. I mean, that's what they claim on their commercials.
That.
If I'm in a cavern under a damn waterfall that got gold everywhere, I still can get service. So I ain't even trying to hear none of that.
All right. Shit, I get it
too. My Wi-Fi out though.
Yeah. I'm over here in another location, but we still getting this recording done.
Bet. Where the hell? Where Serge go again?
This nigga Wi-Fi must really be ass.
And he claiming that his LTE hella Fox.
his LTE.
I told you that nigga got walk. He don't got no Sprint, bro.
He got that walking emoji.
Y'all want to wait on Sunny until he come.
Yeah, but we gotta talk about some shit. We can't have that's the rule. We can't have like no silence and none in this shit.
Bro. No silence. All right,
we always gotta be talking, bro. All
right, the rule is if there's silence, we gotta do 5 push-ups every time it's a silence.
Head ass, ain't nobody gonna see us. What's the
fuck? No, I'm not. I'm saying for us, yeah. So we ain't gotta always do push-ups. Cause nigga, I'm lazy. I'm not doing no push-ups until I go to basic training. I'm trying to chill.
True.
So anyway,
big facts.
Big facts.
Big facts.
All right.
No cap.
All right. So Eddie, what's good with the girls, bro?
Hey, you know I'm chilling, bro. Waiting on prom, so I can go with my girlfriend. Chilling.
Bro. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Since when?
It's since January. Y'all just don't know about it.
I just found out this semester.
Wow, you gonna do us like that, Eddie?
Hey, chill out. She gonna be on the lookout soon. And she gonna be at prom, so.
Oh, she don't go to Campbell?
Nah.
Oh, that girl, he got her on the low.
Foreign.
Oh, ooh. She foreign? Ooh.
Okay. Okay, bro.
Got a new foreign. Yeah, you know she like it.
But now, cars, bro.
I got her prom pose, bro. Like, and I'm nervous, bro. And do this shit, G.
What's your promposal?
But they changed it up. Dude, it was like, cause like people was like fucking.
You gotta get managerial. Like,
yeah, we gotta talk to like the administrators and shit before we actually do it.
Bro, I didn't give a damn about none of that. That's why I did.
Nah, I don't give a fuck, bro. That's something you can do outside, like after school, like.
Yeah,
I won't give a shit if I do it outside in the parking lot.
Oh, true. I
like you can make it
that.
A big event right there.
I did it in the cafeteria, like at a lunch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing because all our friends in that lunch too. So
yeah, it was like, fine.
Shit.
I mean, I don't know why I have to get an administrator. I could barely contact an administrator and they respond in the fucking day.
To be honest, like they swear they'd be like busy.
Right.
That don't make no sense. But yo, prom's gonna be fire as hell though, like for real.
Nah, we gonna make it fire.
Hell yeah, 2018, yo, we got it.
You did. But got sure. To. You got to. This man Serge need to come on. He playing games.
The app keep crashing. Nigga, sprint keep crashing.
No, nigga, walk keep crashing. This man tripping.
He said he got Sprint.
Yeah, he said he got walk, nigga. He don't have no Sprint.
Motherfucker got Boost Mobile.
Oh, he did him dirty.
Damn.
That's dirty. Hey, bro, this app 5. We can do a whole bunch of other stuff while we talking. I can still check Instagram and all of that.
Yeah. When I was fucking around with it though, like it gave me like some other shit. Like it made me like add applause and shit. But like I don't know why it ain't letting me do that now.
Motherfucking ad libs.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I think you can do it like after. Like the recording.
Oh yeah. True.
Oh yeah, where you can add music and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we should do that right now, like with the applause. So I already know, as I said before, Eli, in the other conversation, we're going to say this now. Hey, Eddie, you know, well, me and Jordan are officially dating now.
All right, and Serge is back, too.
Oh, Serge, my boy Serge. All right, so we're going to clap it up for that. Let's clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up.
My phone tripping.
Yeah, we know because you got walk.
Get that walk.
He just left again.
Boost Mobile.
What the fuck, bro?
All right, we're going to continue without
him. Bro, he left again.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He can keep joining as much as he wants. It don't really matter to me. So, let's start asking some questions. Y'all got any questions that y'all would like to ask that we can answer and do stuff like that?
I got one for Eddie, bro. Eddie, how you feel about the 6ix9ine album?
Bro, all right. Look, y'all want to hear my honest opinions on the 6ix9ine album?
Yes. Honest opinion, bro.
Look, let me tell you straight up. I listened to the entire album. It's not even something, when we was talking about it, it's not even something that you can work out with. Like, you cannot go to the gym and bump that. You can't chill and bump that. I just take it as a joke, because this is funny. Like, first song, Billy. Shot, shot, shot.
We were saying that shit all the third block.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like an inside joke now. This is really funny, bro. I can't take the album seriously, and plus, he's just very repetitive.
True. Like, he got, like, he be having the same flow. Like, most
same
of the
flow
song.
On every song. I was like, aren't always songs supposed yelling. To be different?
Hey, now, Gummo go stupid.
But that's because of the beat, bro. Like, we all know that, bro. Like, that beat go hard as
that
fuck.
That beat go
bro.
Hard. Like,
yeah, because really Pierre made it.
Hey, yo, Pierre.
You want to come out here?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't want to come out here. This nigga 6ix9ine on my beat.
Fuck out of here. Fuck 6ix9ine.
Hell no, bro.
Goddamn. Man. Change my rapper name. I'm about to be 6'3", a quarter of my height.
6'3"? You got 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". 6'3".
Song gang. So stupid, bro. He says that. He mentions that in every song.
Are you back for good? Serge, are you back for good?
I think so.
All right, I think so. It's time to give a riser.
It's time to switch to the uncarrier.
No, it's time for my sister to get better internet. That's what the fuck time it is.
She got that walk.
Oh god. No, nigga, she got stroll, nigga.
Bruh, she got the fucking spectrum.
Hey, bro, her internet, that one setting, that first setting, the slowest setting on the treadmill.
Oh god, god damn. Negative 0.5 miles per hour.
You can just stand when the treadmill exactly. going that slow. You ain't even got to do nothing.
Snail exactly. in it.
That's crazy.
So what? Wow. I mean, like, I just want to know what y'all was talking about when I was going. Like,
we're just talking about the 6ix9ine album again.
Yeah, we had to get Eddie hanging on you.
How he felt garbage. About it. Hot what trash. Hot trash.
It's just repetitive, man.
If we give it from a 1 to 10, I'm not gonna knock it because I guess his production team is pretty decent. I mean, he tried.
Yeah. I
give him 4.
I give him a 5.
Like, I give him like a 5.
I give him a 3.5.
I say a 5 only because like I feel like I'm gonna bump it. Like
so look, let's not like rate it all together. Let's split it up. Like so production like. Beats. What do y'all rate those?
Amazing.
Like
his beats were fire.
Like, yeah, I give it like a 9 because like beats sounded really good. It's just like lyrics and like words wise, like flow, rhythm.
I give it like a 3.
I give it like a 3.
Garbage. Like when the beats are more important than your damn bars, something is wrong.
Something is really fucking wrong.
See, this is why I don't like these new like age of hip, like this new age of rap and hip hop. Like people like mostly. The only thing they focus on is a beat. Like, it's not even about the bars anymore. Like,
for real.
Sometimes it's not even that. It's just like, I feel like with 6ix9ine, he's trying to combine two things that shouldn't be combined. It's like he's screaming, like if it's like heavy metal or like real rock and with hip hop and rap, and it just doesn't make
sense. It's like he's trying to be Lil Uzi Vert, who has successfully combined the two.
True.
Right. Look, Uzi not like, screaming though.
Yeah, but he be doing that rock star shit. Like he be.
Yeah, but he successfully like merged that shit. Like, all right. He's brought hip hop and rock together.
Yeah, I like that. But I gotta ask this question: All right, what's up? I'm gonna ask about this first thing first, then I'm gonna ask another one. How y'all feel about Lil Uzi outfits that he been recently posting?
Man, I mean, nigga look sweet as hell, boy.
I ain't see shit.
I can't rock with it. I don't care how much it costs.
Right.
It's on the
price tag.
Nigga, why is he walking like that? I don't.
You look like a Boy Scout, my nigga. Stop that shit.
Like, y'all remember a couple years ago, I don't remember what it was, but I think it was the MT Awards where he wore upside down crosses and shit, and he wore a fucking blouse.
Yeah.
Now Eddie gone.
What the fuck? his outfits always be like, I don't know if like he be trying to be different, but like, gee, you look terrible, bro.
Bro, y'all seen them Balenciaga trainers that just came out?
Nah, hold on, let me pull it up.
God, they're fucking trash. Now you good, Eddie.
My phone just like bugged out real quick.
Yeah, this app be doing that. I don't know why, but you seen them new Balenciagas that came out, like them trainer runners?
Yeah,
That's so foul. You gonna make people pay $1,000 for them big ass stilettos?
I mean,
They look like Roshes and fucking Yeezys combined.
Don't look at those. They like they look like some damn dad shoes.
Oh. They look like some big ass socks.
You want to hear my opinion?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, them big ass.
These hoes ugly as hell.
You talking about the ones where it's like little baby in the picture? You got them big ass. Shoes.
Oh yeah.
Them big ass moonwalkers. Fucking lunar walkers.
Y'all want to hear my opinion on those Balenciagas? Like, what I feel about them.
Yeah,
like,
them shits. Them hoes is ugly, bro. I don't care what nobody says. Like
you cannot pay me to wear that shit.
That shoes is a cool trend. And I know what people are trying to do with that.
And trend, them hoes dirty.
But like, no, they don't even look like they don't even look like dad shoes. They look like some kindergarten shoes. They look like they light up.
Yeah, they look like a kid drew them shit and like they froze his body to light.
Them hoes dirty as fuck.
I don't want no dirty shoes, nigga. Any form of dad shoe at a good price, Air Monarchs, bro. Nike Air Monarchs. That's retro as fuck. That's clean as hell.
Nigga, I'm buying some Fila's before I buy the pose.
Bro, I don't, bro. So let's pause for a minute. Like, y'all remember, like, how back in the day, if you were caught wearing Fila, Champion, all that shit.
Niggas
like,
was droning on you.
Nigga would roast you. But nowadays, niggas want to wear that shit like it's Versace, Gucci, all that shit.
Hey,
like,
bro, it's the hype, bro.
It's the trend.
Exactly, like. Hey, y'all gonna be hypocrites. Like, now, if a nigga would have walked in as a roast ass today, y'all would have started hooking.
Shit, Nike roasties used to be the shit back then. Now you get Jones.
Yeah, I don't
exactly. Like,
I don't know. Cause I used to really want them too, but I just don't fuck with them no more. I don't know why.
They comfortable though. Like,
yeah,
for $80, you getting a good deal. Like, they're comfortable and they last you a long time.
And nigga, I always be looking for the sales when I go in the store.
Exactly, bro.
Not for real.
I swear, God.
I'd be like, what y'all got on
Finish
sale?
Line.
Not for real.
Finish Line be having some good ass deals. I was gonna cop like 4 pair of Nikes for like $130.
Dude, that's
good ass
deal.
Hey, sir, I need what
best
you
place
got.
To
bro.
Find some shoes at a good price is Marshalls all the
bro,
way.
Bro, go to Finish Line. I'm telling you, bro, Finish Line the best
Marshalls.
Deals ever.
Yeah,
Marshalls be having
shit,
like,
bro.
Marshalls
yeah,
got
having,
the
like,
this,
some jams.
Yeah, they be
like,
having some fire stuff in the back. Like, I don't understand how they be getting them shoes.
Exactly. Like motherfuckers be saying Marshalls don't have shit, but like, y'all don't look hard enough.
Yeah, y'all
like,
gotta look.
Marshalls got
like, you gotta
shit,
dig
bro.
Deep.
It's like a thrift store, just nobody wore it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, and they be having
and it don't come with no box.
Yeah, they be having fire like jackets and that bit.
Yeah,
we got.
I mean,
Marshalls
comes with boxes. It's not. It's just Ross that don't.
Yeah, we got to go to Marshalls and Ross and try to look for some gems one day.
Yeah, they got some good ass Leatherman jackets too.
What is Bryce need to finish whatever he doing so we can right. Cause this man, all he gonna be talking about is Nav, though.
Yeah, exactly. We was talking about that shit in class, bro.
But he be talking about that in your class too, bro.
Yeah.
All he talk about is Nav,
bro. Every like, time we start talking about music,
Nav,
this
Nav,
man
Nav,
wanna
Nav,
bring
Nav,
up
Nav.
Nav,
Nav, Nav, Nav, Nav, Nav.
All that come out his mouth is Nav.
Like, oh, wait, get off his Indian dick. Like,
referring
get
to
the fuck off.
Referring
him.
To black, to 6ix9ine, bro. He's just like, I understand where he comes from, but like, is. Overusing the word nigga like necessary?
Exactly. Yeah, he said that shit in every single song. It's
yeah,
like,
a lot.
He says that religiously.
Like, I don't have a problem with him saying it. Like, I could care less, you know, 2018. Like,
bro, I bet y'all, How much do I bet this year, like this Halloween, this year, motherfuckers gonna be dressing up like that, nigga?
Yes, we already know that.
Yeah, motherfucking dogs already doing that shit.
Me, like, even though I'm gonna be in the Air Force, but I'm about to do whatever they got going on for Halloween and everything like that. My ass is doing it. I'm dressing up and everything. I'm gonna be lit as hell.
You gonna be Scum Gang?
Nah,
that's good.
Nah, I'm gonna dress up like Goku.
Y'all niggas gonna be lined up in formation. You just hear Scum.
Nah, Serge, bro, Serge got me dead. This nigga just said he gonna dress up as Goku. Just imagine this big.
Nigga,
ass
if I
nigga.
See your big ass walking down the hallway with some yellow hair, bro, I'm gonna be dying.
With some motherfucking white hair after that new episode, head ass.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Shit. On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Head ass.
Hell no, bro. I'm gonna try and just with Kodak again.
Oh, you saved it, Eli. We almost had some silence, bro.
Exactly.
You saved it. That was a close one.
Wait, right. Serge, were you here when he said that? Like, ain't no silence, bro. We gotta do 5 push-ups if there's silence.
Said what? Y'all, you breaking up, my nigga.
Over.
There's silence. Oh.
See, but
how y'all breaking up?
You see, I don't know all that,
bro.
Go ahead.
He said, if there's any quiet, we gotta all do 5 push-ups like that. That's a rule. If like, ain't quiet. No quiet.
What the fuck?
Because you gotta keep it going. We gotta keep.
Yeah, it's a podcast. We gotta be talking.
All right. That's a good pick. How about 5 push-ups right now, like as we doing the podcast, or 5 licks the next day at school.
Nah, nigga, don't put your hands on me.
Hey, don't touch me, bro.
I'm good.
How about this? We do it to Bryce.
We see NBA YoungBoy Batista bomb his girlfriend. We don't need to be seen play fighting.
No motherfucking horseplay.
Right.
I don't know if they got shoes, but like, what was they even arguing about? Bro? Like,
nobody knows.
I don't know shit.
It's not good.
It's just fucking funny how he just how his girlfriend defend him like nothing ever.
Like
happened.
She can't like yeah like if you like she came out the next day posting videos on Instagram and shit saying that we were just playing. It was nothing shit. Like, bitch, he Batista bombed your ass in a hotel hallway. How is that
like,
playing?
You gonna act like it's okay.
He's 6'1" her ass.
Exactly.
Booyaka, booyaka, oh, 619.
He getting paid good as fuck. Hey,
when wrestling was really OG.
That shit fine.
Man, he brought that shit back, bro. He really Ric Flair dripped on her ass, bro.
Ric Flair drip go, whoop,
bitch.
Woo!
In the fucking
Nature
hole,
Boy, your ass.
It's crazy. Wrestling was fire as fuck when we was going up.
Bro, I used to love that shit, my nigga.
Now it's whack as fuck.
They're doing too much, they're acting, they're overacting.
Like,
yeah, I used to think wrestling was so real, bro.
Yeah, no,
I was trying to do them moves on my sister, but like I got in so much trouble.
Yeah, I used to whoop my little sister ass all the time.
Like, but y'all remember that Undertaker shit where he like that, no, that Undertaker, the Triple H shit, the Pedigree.
Yeah.
My brother used to do that shit too. He's like, come here, let me do this shit to you. I'm like, nigga, no, back the fuck up. Back your ass up. He's like, no, bring your ass here. Me and him just start fucking fighting. I just start suplexing his ass.
Hey,
I just spirit.
Brock Lesnar.
Like, this is what I used to do. Like my little brother. I'm tripping. My older brother. He grown as hell now. But like when this nigga used to bully me and shit like that, like I lay on the ground, right? And he'd try to like come towards me or some shit. And like I grabbed the back of his feet while I'm laying on the ground, right? And then like kick towards his damn stomach. And his ass would just he'd just fall on his back. And I'd take
That's
off.
Fucked up.
I just take off.
Y'all remember the spear, right?
Yeah.
Bro, my brother, he was laying on the couch, right? And he, like, cause like, we were like pretend, he was like pretending to be knocked out and shit. Like, he was getting up slowly and shit. So my ass is just waiting for his ass to get up. I'm on one knee. I just start running to spear his ass. We just hear a big ass crack.
The wall behind the couch broke.
Shit. Like, there was a big ass hole in the back. Me and my brother just pushed the couch back.
I know y'all like, got y'all ass beat.
But this was like 3 years ago.
Oh no, nah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, what I got a quick question though.
What's up?
like bringing it a little bit back to like to you know the music side of things real quick.
Nice.
You know, Culture One came out. We're gonna bring it to Migos real quick. Culture One came out. Culture Two came out. How do you feel about it? Because I mean, people have gotten so many like mixed reactions towards it. But I mean, like, I like it for most of the part. Like, it's a good album. It's just like it's a little bit repetitive. Yeah.
For me, like, I love the Migos. Like, Migos, their music is amazing. Best yeah, to them niggas since No Label.
Yeah,
all
I got
to.
Oh, yeah. No
so, label. Like. So, like.
I've been listening to this shit all the way from Versace to now. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, from, for, like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, for me, like, they style. They've been able to capitalize off of every trending style.
Yeah, of course.
Every time a style come out, they get on top of that, and then they build they that, and then put their own style on it, and just like switch it up. So I mean, with the Migos, right now, I feel like it's just everybody's heard what they can do already. So that's why some people are like, all this, all that. But I feel like some people don't appreciate the Migos enough because they do make quality music. None of their music is trash.
Yeah, they do.
Like I've yet to hear a garbage Migos song. Now some of the songs are underwhelming on Culture 2, but like
not their own song. Like their own songs are garbage. Look at some of their features that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like some of them, are sometimes not as good as their own music that they make. But I feel, the only reason they're good is because the Migos are on it.
Yeah, I feel like they best feature and don't got Takeoff on it, which made me a little bit mad. But
oh damn.
My they best feature to me is Slide with Calvin Harris. That shit, yo, fine, true, bro.
That shit was real, bro. Last summer, bro.
I really like that song though, because that song really did go in for like a summer song. That really did go in.
Frank Ocean did his thing on
Calvin
that.
Harris be making the best summer songs. Like,
yeah, he do Calvin his beats be going stupid.
Bro, 6ix9ine's music video for Billy got shut down by police.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh yeah, it's crazy. One minute back on Migos though. So anyway, my favorite song off the album is Stir Fry though. That shit fire.
Yeah.
Like, the kitchen is whipping like it's like old school as far. Yeah.
But like I for looked up the lyrics, like they for all over the place. But I guess like that's normal or whatever. Nah, I don't know what they was talking about. Cause like when you listen to the hook, he talking about in the kitchen with Riz, you know, like he cooking and shit. And then he talk about a girl with a big old booty, and then like Takeoff come in talking about some other shit. I'm like, okay, but it's a fire song though.
Takeoff always talk about some other shit, but it's funny as hell though. I just always find it funny as hell.
Yo, y'all like, think Takeoff underrated on some real shit?
Like personally, yo, who's the best Migos out of the three of them?
Takeoff. If you know me, Takeoff, Offset, then Quavo. Certified everywhere, ain't gotta print my resume. Takeoff and Lex.
He be running that hole, bro.
He's still the best one, but he had the best hooks when they on No Label.
Yeah, No Label, bro.
Yeah,
for real.
No.
Because when Bad and Bougie came out, and like people like actually started listening to them and shit, and they're like, oh, well, not Bad and Bougie, like Culture One. They're like, oh, Takeoff not even good. Like, did y'all listen to No Label, bro? Like all his verses were fire. Like y'all sleep on that.
Really, y'all remember Copy Me from
yeah,
mm-hmm. No Label 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Takeoff had the best. But Takeoff killed that shit.
I don't
care what anyone says. He killed that song.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like I know, like all the controversy, you know, with like Olive McConan, how he gay and everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when I Love McConan first dropped, like Tuesday, like that wasn't a good song. It was just popular because Drake was on it.
Just because Drake.
His solo stuff, his shit was actually fire. Like when he first started, like that shit was like good. Like this nigga was actually like changing like the game. But then he left OVO, and then you know he ruined his career a little bit.
Yeah,
and I think he turned gay too or some shit.
Now he was already gay. I don't have no problem with that.
He ain't. Changed his shit, bro. Like he don't sound the same no more.
It's weird. Like I never like you know heard of like. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a whole bunch of gay rappers, but like when they come out, it just changes like
it really my just perspective. Changes, like, yeah.
Like, I don't have no problem with it. It's just like, I know you ain't talking about no girl though when you talking about some getting some neck.
Yeah, like, whoa.
Like, I, okay.
No, and I mean the thing is, like, I mean, I don't feel like people really have a problem with him being gay. It's just like,
yeah,
it's like it's not right, and it don't go right with like the music.
Yeah, rap music. Like what you been talking about. Like that's like I never heard like no nigga like trapping and stuff like that.
Exactly. I've been saying I suck some dick or something. No, that nobody says that in rap. They say,
if rap ever got to that point, I stopped listening to rap music.
No,
exactly,
hey,
bro. I got a bar for y'all, bro. He was probably like first I whip a break, then I suck some dick.
I'm about to leave the podcast.
Like, I never heard of a gay like trapper, but that's funny as hell.
That's just something serious, dude. Because it would change up the whole perspective. Nobody will bump to like. I don't feel like nobody would bump to something like that sounded like that.
Let's be real though. Like, our music is not as far as it used to be back in the day.
No, old school music used to go in, bro.
Exactly.
Like they went dumb. Like, I'm gonna read some lyrics from "If I Ruled the World" with Nas. So,
Nas just read it.
Yeah, Nas, he got that fire.
He got that fire.
So y'all already know whose world is this. Like, whose world is yours? That song.
Shit.
You don't know that song, nigga?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, let me just read these bars for you then, nigga, so you can go and listen to it, because that nigga was spitting them facts. So he said, imagine smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruiser blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters.
Ooh.
This nigga went stupid.
That go hard. That shit went hard.
All right, next.
Like,
days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot. My son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They all want us all gone eventually.
He be running like this shit,
though. This nigga went stupid. He just said,
was that,
evidently, it's elementary. They all want us gone eventually. That's like, in elementary,
hey,
they don't want
this,
you there no more.
All right,
what's good?
How about this one? From Ice Cube.
All right.
It was a good day. Which park y'all playing at? Got me on the court and I'm trouble. Last week, fucked around.
Got a triple-double. Freaking yeah, niggas everywhere like MJ. I got to say, today was a good day.
Today.
Wow, that bit right. I like that
bruh,
song.
That song you can listen to on any day.
Literally all music has come to. Like, with, like, a lot of these rappers who coming up, because they be, like, just copying everybody's style who got popular, try to capitalize off of that, which is garbage. That's all them niggas talking about. I don't know what.
Mumble is mumble rap.
Right.
That's all
diamonds
it is.
Diamonds on my chain. Okay, yeah. I'm tired of listening to that.
Oops. Like, y'all remember how, like, when Kodak first came up, like, a couple years ago, like two years ago, when he said that bullshit about being better, that Drake was better than Biggie and Tupac.
Kodak can't say that.
Yeah, he said that.
For real?
He said that shit. He said Drake is better than Biggie and Tupac.
Shit, that nigga was really smoking that shit.
He was on that flocker.
Yeah.
This nigga was also on that shit when he said he was better than Lil Wayne.
Okay, no, I'm gonna defend my big brother on that shit. First of all, people compare him to Lil Wayne because, like, you know how, like, Lil Wayne, whenever he rap, he be having, like, them bars, like, you remember, like, bitch, real G's moving sounds like lasagna? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, everybody be, like, remembering that shit because, like, that one bar. And, like, Kodak be having that shit, too. So, like, that's why people be like, oh, yo, he just like Lil Wayne. It's like, you know, when you hear that, you know, you got to be like, man, I'm better than that nigga type shit. But in all honesty, he's not better than that.
It depends on, like, which Lil Wayne you compare. Like, if you compare, like, the Lil Wayne from the last 5 years to him now. But if you take a Lil Wayne from, like, the first 5 years of his career, that nigga went hard.
I ain't gonna lie. When did y'all listen to Did y'all listen to what he dropped?
Dedication 6.
Yeah, did y'all listen to that?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I listened to like 4 songs on it. It was that I listened to one of my favorite song was that remix he did at Humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit far. That shit was and cool. Bank Account.
Yeah, and Bank Account and XO Tour Life too.
Hey, I'm on Instagram right now. And Academics, he just posted a video of like he being a smart ass. But he said one of the hottest young rappers out here, AOKD, got his own fight with another up and coming rapper known as Lil Marquez. Like, I don't know who Lil Marquez or AOKD, but one of these niggas got body slammed.
It was probably AOKD because that nigga.
But y'all seen that post on NBA YoungBoy Instagram saying he got locked up and saying he not going outside today?
Oh yeah, that shit was funny. Guess who's not going outside today?
Yeah, that shit had me dying.
Hey, I'm about to send y'all something real quick. Hold up. Dang, I can't even send it to y'all because it's not like a big what you call it. Never mind. Oh, this is a good question I just saw. How many kids would y'all want in the gender?
I'd say probably like 2 sons and a daughter.
I don't want any.
That's what everyone says, nigga.
Shit, I'm gonna say 1 son and 1 daughter.
If I'm having kids, it's only with 1 girl and 1 girl only. Mm. Y'all know who that is?
Who?
Zendaya.
I'm saying this shit to Georgia, nigga.
You can tell her. She already knows it's good.
Shit. Y'all know who Summer Rae is, right?
Oh, fuck. Yes, bro.
Now, forget all that. Do y'all know who? I'm pretty sure y'all know who Keke Palmer is.
Yeah, bro. Do y'all know who Bundle of Britney is?
Bro, I was just about to say her. Oh, my God, bro. Like, these Instagram Bundle of Britney.
I don't know who that is, but Keke Palmer is fine.
Let me send it to you in the chat, bro, because Cam, oh, my God.
Bro, she is the finest bitch alive.
Alive?
Well, she's one of them. She's one of the finest bitches alive.
Hold up. I got to see this.
Like, when I tell you her ass is all natural. Like,
oh, it's not fake?
No, nigga. She works out. Wow. She works out every single...
That's wild. Most of them be fake.
No, nigga. Her shit is perfect. Bro, that shit...
Did I send this to the right account?
I just want to look at it all day. Like, if she was here for me, I just want to look at it all day. I wouldn't even want to do anything to it. I just want to look at it. That's how nice it is.
And she be like, she be active on the gram too. Like, she always be thirst trapping niggas. And like,
she posts every single
You know
day.
What she doing. Like, you know exactly what you're doing. You're not making no pancakes, nigga. You know exactly what you're doing.
All right, y'all go send the picture.
I sent you a profile because she just go down her page, bro.
Where'd you send it?
I think Instagram. Cam.
Oh, you sent it to my Instagram. Okay.
Yeah. It's funny. I froze. Just typed in Cam, and it was the first one that popped up.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I thought I followed you.
I thought you made a new Instagram.
Bro, we gotta make an Instagram group chat.
Yes, my nigga.
Told your ass. Told your ass.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
All
bro.
All natural.
Bro.
She know exactly what she doing, bro.
This birthday movie you know video. She... Oh. Wow.
You know she know how to throw it back.
Wow. That's wild.
And it's like she don't even be trying and like that shit be jitting like a motherfucker. Like, damn. Bro. It's like that's how you know like that shit.
It's
really...
hypnotizing. Like you just like, wanna look at it.
Wow.
Like that.
She gotta be my wallpaper now. That's wild. Oh my goodness. I need to move to LA. Not just playing. I'm good in Georgia with my shorty. But hey.
Shit, but let me catch Summer Rae lacking. I'm gonna hit the bitch up. The fuck you mean? Shit, let us get big. The first Instagram girl I'm hitting up is Summer Rae. The fuck you mean? I don't care if she is white. She got a fat ass.
If she I get big,
fat ass, it's crazy.
Oh I'm not really gonna hit on Instagram models up like that. I'm gonna be cool with my girl.
Like if we like big, like rapper big or some shit.
Like if we Charlamagne the God big, like.
I mean, he not that big though. Well, I mean, he big, but like, no, don't nobody be fucking with him. On some real shit.
Cause he always be making fuck. Like, he always got some. He always got. He always be smart and shit. Like he always like that shit he did with Lil Birdman and shit. Like
true.
That was kind of disrespectful.
That shit was funny though. Like
it was funny.
Cause like that nigga was so angry, but like he was mad. Like he had his, like he was like how I look when my mom told me I couldn't have no more cookies when I was a kid. Like he still had his arms crossed. Bro.
Put some respect on my name.
Put like, some respect on my. This nigga was dead ass.
That shit was funny as hell.
Hey, who got a gun? Who got PC?
I got.
What y'all think about God's plan? Play like number one.
I like God's plan.
I think it's overplayed.
It kind of is.
The first couple days was alright.
It's like every Drake song you can you like it and you can appreciate it. I appreciate that, like everybody. It. Yeah, because it get played too much.
Exactly.
That's why I just listen to all his old music because ain't nobody listen to the old music.
Anymore. Exactly.
Bro. How do y'all feel about this greasy neck run of Famous Dexter's Chain?
That shit funny as hell, bro. Well, like, first, I gotta give him props, bro, because like he not like, oh, bro, they ain't take my chain, bro. It fell off my neck. He was like, yeah, they caught me lacking, but I don't even want that shit. So that I give him props for that shit, bro.
Cam, but, what's like, your Instagram?
They for real.
KAAMMTH.
Like, they for real, like, passing this nigga chain on from one nigga to the next every goddamn 5 seconds.
That shit nasty. All them germs.
That's unsanitary, my nigga.
For real, I couldn't do it.
Eli, what's yours?
Elijah. Just type UHH.LIE.JUH.
UHH.LIE.
Right
here.
That was a song when it came out, bro. Like, everybody listened to that song.
But I just seen this picture of somebody got a banana, threw a banana bun, and putting ketchup on it.
What the fuck?
That's hella random. That's hella random. All right. So,
bro, y'all want to know, bro. I did not know she had a fat ass, but until now, bro. Look, I'm about to send it in the group chat.
Okay.
Like, I'm about to send it in the group chat.
Bro, why am I still scrolling down Britney's timeline, bro? Like,
I told you that shit hypnotizing. Like, that shit is addictive.
Oh, yeah. Bro. From Black Panther. Oh, my goodness.
She's fine as.
And her lineup crispy. I need her barber. Oh God, I do. Did y'all watch Black Panther?
Yeah.
No, bro. I was supposed to see that shit Sunday. I had to go to fucking work.
Come on, Serge. Oh yeah, we did talk about that in class.
Yes, they said if you don't come in, don't bother coming back.
Damn.
Wow, they like that.
Yes.
I can't. Well, on that note, y'all can eat my ass.
You know how long it took me to get $10 an hour.
Oh yeah, I feel you. But they ain't got to be no assholes about it.
I know. But hey, once we graduate, I'm done with that job. Fuck that job.
Wait, yeah, where you work at?
Nukes.
Oh, the one on Atlanta Road?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quitting my shit at the end of April.
Right after the spring.
Shit,
right,
that's when I'm starting my shit, bro.
I'm quitting my shit. I'm just going to save my last 3 checks. So I'm going to be good.
I tried doing that because, like, I quit my job in November, bro, and, like, I saved, like, my checks and shit. I still spent that. Like, it didn't even last me until January. So, like, I was real broke as hell until, like, recently.
I hate being broke.
Bro, that's, like the worst feeling ever, bro.
You can't do nothing.
I can't handle that shit. Like, especially the amount of food I need, like.
This nigga Serge has got me dead.
I need food. I be hungry. Right? I need my chicken.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, all right. We pretty much exhausted conversation for today.
Yeah. We forgot something, bro. What y'all think about that Black Youngster album?
Trash. Man. We not even gonna talk about it.
Whoa. Garbage. You know, we could save it for another podcast, but yeah. I could say I fuck with it because I fuck with Black Youngster.
Yep. But all right. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. I mean, nigga, if y'all made it through 42 minutes.
For real.
Y'all pretty real.
Exactly. Eddie made it through half.
Yeah, we're going to try to make these a little bit shorter for y'all. We probably going to keep it at a maximum 25 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to actually, like, have topics and we won't be all over the place.
Yeah, because we just basically doing test runs for today. So, most likely we're going to release this. So, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. It don't really matter if we got one person who listened to it, 2, 3, 4, because we doing this for our enjoyment. So we'll have y'all tuned in later on. And Music Cast with Best, we out, man.
Peace.
Deuces.